case, please.
Thank you. The next application is case 11626 Shell Brothers LLC. Seek variances to reduce the front yard and the rear yard setbacks. Section 115-25C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Jennifer Way, approximately 315 feet south of Cindy Way. The 911 address is 28660 Jennifer Way, Harbison. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 321. There are no letters in support, no letters of opposition. We did receive one mail return. Specifically, they are asking for a 5.7-foot variance from the front, a 9.5-foot variance from the rear. There was a previous application, 11,157, that was approved back in 2013 that expired. Thank you.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Mark Fitzgerald, 37501 Golden Eagle Boulevard, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone.
Before you start, I've seen a lot of surveys in my time, but boy, this one really takes a cake. This goes everywhere, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And as was stated, this is a previously approved variance. This is in the final phase of the community, and when it was being engineered and site work done, as always, we went and had our engineer do a lot fit, and we went to the Village of Heron Creek development team and said, you've got one lot that doesn't fit any of our houses we're offering. So he volunteered back then in 2013. He says, let's give me your smallest house with the least amount of options on it, and let's see if we can get a variance approved ahead of time so you can then market the home, which we did on the case number 11157, which was approved, I believe, in March 19th of 2013. I guess the breakdown on both our part and Village of Heron Creek development is by the time we got around to selling it, which was, I think, July of 2014, and we pulled a permit of November of 2014, neither one of us realized the variance had expired. So it wasn't discovered until we did this final survey and we're in the process of going to settlement that the planning zoning made us aware that it had expired. So that's the main reason we're here in front of you today. As the original case had stated, as you can see, it's a very irregular shaped lot. Part of this last phase of the development, it was originally part of the on-site sewer treatment plant, which eventually the county eventually got sewer to the site, which enabled them to finish, to turn this last little phase, which I think they developed about 23 lots in this final phase. But the forest main came through this area, which basically left this one lot at the end of the cul-de-sac or end of the road, odd shape to say the least. So again, we went to them and said, we can build on all these lots except for the one. And then at the time, in 2013, the Village of Heron Creek development team, they had Axiom Engineering, Ken Christenberry, bring it to you guys, and it was approved back then.
Right.
It's just we both failed to recognize that it had expired by the time we got around to selling the home. It's one of the last ones we were to sell to close out this phase.
All right. Let's see if there's any questions from members of the board. Mr. Reckon, we'll start with you.
All right. Has anything changed at all?
No.
Since the last variance? So you're making the statement now that...
Other than there's a house there now. Before it was just...
So none of the variances, they're all the same?
All the variances are the same. The house, as you can see from the footprint, sits within that 10-foot approved setback on the rear, mm-hmm. and the 25 feet on the front. Basically, we ended up with the front porch... is the closest there.
Right. So nothing has changed from the last variance.
Correct.
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Morton?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
You say originally this parcel was part of the on-site sewer?
Yes.
So this is an extra lot?
So there was There was an initial front phase. So Village of Herring Creek is split into two separate phases off Camp Arrowhead Road. In this, what we call Village of Herring Creek 2, the initial front section had about 15 homes in it, and the back section was all dedicated to the on-site. Once the county hooked in their sewer and the on-site was abandoned, this whole phase was developed, and it ended up being, I think, about 23 lots total.
Oh, 23 lots.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And was this the home that was built here? Was it one of your models?
Yes. Yes.
Did you do anything to reduce the size of it to fit on this lot?
No.
This is a standard model?
It's a standard model. We just limited. It couldn't get any real extensions to the rear where a lot of the options are offered.
Was Shell Brothers involved with the original plan of the community?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Okay. Are there any further questions? Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,626. The applicant has addressed the reasons and the standard, and that it has been expired. Is that correct? When it was approved by the Board of Adjustment on, let's see, February 18, 2013, and case number 11,157. Which states all the reasons for the request for the variances. Tonight, of course, it comes back to there is a uniqueness to the property that is very apparent. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and he so stated that based on the shape of the property also. And a variance will not alter essential character of the neighborhood, and the requested variance is the minimum that would afford relief.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,626. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Nay.
Okay, Mr. Rickert?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4 to 1, case number 11,626 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.